Christ alone, the cornerstone. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Praise the Lord for Jesus. This time, the children would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Diana. For everyone else, I invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3. If you find the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and you'll run into four small books, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. I invite you to follow as I would read, and then we'll begin to look at this morning. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul writes and says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Let's ask the Lord to lead us as we would look into it this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus, the cornerstone upon which our faith is built and upon which our lives are built. Father, in these days, may we build our lives afresh on who you say we are in you. So Lord, lead us this morning as we would look into your word, as we would consider this time together and what you would have to say. Lord, may it not be what I am saying, but Lord, may your message come this morning. Holy Spirit, come and do that. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we start a new series that will be for the next several weeks during the summer. We have vacations in Mahaffey and different things that will be going on. But as I am here in the next several weeks, we'll be talking of a new series entitled Anchored in Times of Change. I have not always done well with change. To be honest, I don't think there's anyone who does well in change. But there was one specific time in my life where I learned a lot about myself in the midst of change. I had just graduated from college at Nyack College, and in that time I had come to understand some things about myself because of what I had done and what I had been involved in and what others had said about me. That I was a leader, that I was a baseball player, captain of the baseball team, that I had a certain persona that people had come to know me by, that I was a person who was involved in ministry, and all these things. And then I graduated from Nyack, and even though I went back to Nyack College area right after graduating in the Nyack, New York area, just north of New York City, I ceased being a student at Nyack College and began to be a student at Alliance Theological Seminary about a mile and a half up the road. And let me tell you, in that change, my world was rocked. And my poor wife, who was not my wife at that time, could tell you that she was the negative recipient of all of that change for me. Because what happened was everything that I had built my identity on, everything that I had built my life on, completely changed when I went to ATS. From everybody knowing me to no one knowing me, everything that I had built my life on was no longer true. My identity was based on what I did, not upon who I was. And so when my outward circumstances changed, I didn't know who I was anymore. Because I had built my identity on what I did and what others said about me. When change came, my world was rocked. And I learned that what you do and what other people say about you and the circumstances of your life, if you build your identity around those things, when change comes,
you will crumble.
We live in a world that is rapidly changing. Can I get an amen on that? It seems that everything is changing at breakneck speed. And what can happen is, if we don't understand who we really are, in times of change, we will completely lose ourselves. Whether it is going from a time of being in high school or college and moving into the workforce, or whether it is the change from working to retirement, whether it is a change from going from being single to married, or being married to widowed, whether it be the stage of going from no kids to kids, and then back to no kids, then back into grandparenting, changes in health and the ability to do what you would like to do, changes even in the ability to live on your own without the need for outside help. The change in our religious climate in our country today, from a Christian valued nation to a post-Christian, even secular nation. From technology changes to me getting an iPhone for the first time last August, and a couple months later it already being out of date. That's how fast things change in technology. The changes of the moral decline and even population change. Do you know that by the year 2044, which is really what? 27 years from now, if my math is right? If not before 2044, 27 years from now, non-Hispanic whites will be the minority in the United States of America. Things are changing. And if today you're saying, well, I'm not going to be around in 2044. I'll be at home with the Lord. Things have already changed. In 2014, children of color became the dominant group in America's public school system. All of these changes are realities. None of them are bad. It's just the reality that things are changing, and they will continue to change more and more rapidly as we go. So let me ask you, what's your life built on? Is your life built on circumstance? Is your life built on who you are and what you've done or where you live or your position in life? Or is it built on something bigger? Because if your life is built on circumstances, the more change that comes, the more unstable your life will be. And if you and I will be anchored in times of change, we have to find an identity that's not in what we do. It's not in the relationships we have with the people around us. It's not in our work. It's not in our health. It's not in our nationality. Our identity has to be much bigger. So this morning, I want to share with you two words. Two words that anchor us in times of change. Before we do that, I want to ask for some audience participation. What is this?
Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue. Okay. What is this?
Hershey syrup.
Okay. What is this?
Water.
Okay. What is this?
Coffee.
Okay. The dominant answers that everyone gave, Elmer's glue, Hershey syrup, water, coffee, everyone failed. Absolutely every single one of you failed. Is this glue? Ah, I hear something. What do you see? Do you see glue? What do you see? You see a container. Is this chocolate syrup? No. What is this? It's a container. Is this water? What is this? It's a bottle
of water.
What is this coffee? No, it is a what? Container. Now, I want you to also know that every single one of you are absolutely right. Because inside of this bottle is glue. And inside of this bottle is Hershey's chocolate syrup. And inside of this bottle is water. And inside of this bottle, this container, is coffee. But what gives the outside the defining characteristic? What is inside? See, what is inside determines what we say about the outside. Friends, many of us are determining our lives based on our outside, on our circumstances, on our identities of family or identities of work or identities of health or identities of nationality or our identities of political ideology. We are identifying ourselves with these outward changing circumstantial things. Rather than the inside that never changes. It's what's inside the containers that give the identity to the container. Friends, there's one thing that will never change. No matter how many changes happen in this world, no matter how many changes happen in your life circumstance, there's one thing that will not change, and that is your identity in Jesus Christ. And if we build our lives on circumstance, if we build our lives on external things, when those change, our lives go through instability. But if we build our lives upon who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what goes on externally in our situations, no matter how our family relationships change, no matter how our work, no matter how our health changes, no matter the moral situation of our country, no matter any of those things, if we build our lives on who we are in Jesus, we will stand and not be moved. When our lives are built on Jesus Christ, we will be able to stand in times of change. And so this morning, the two words that will anchor our lives in the midst of unyielding change around us, the two words are in Christ. In Christ. It's not in your sermon notes yet, but I invite you to fill these out as we talk about what it means to be in Christ. What it means to be in Christ and to be anchored in Him. It means first that you died and are hidden in Christ. That you died and are hidden in Christ. Verse 3 in this passage says, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." See, there is a reality that took place spiritually, whether you see it, whether you feel it, is that when you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, there was a radical change that took place. There was a death that took place. A death of you being in charge of your life and now of Jesus being in charge of your life. Your life as you once knew it ceased to exist. You, your old person, spiritually and positionally died, and you were included in a new life. That is the life of Christ. It's a crazy spiritual transformation that takes place that honestly, we have to take it by faith. Because our eyes can't see it, our ears can't hear it, but it is a reality that supersedes all of the physical realm around us. When you believed in Jesus Christ and you received Him as Savior and as Lord, Your old life died, and your life now has become hidden, included in Christ. When you and I look at each other, we still see each other. But when God sees you, He first sees Jesus. Think about that. On this Father's Day, when God the Father looks at you, He doesn't just see you. He sees you first through His Son Jesus. Through the perfection of Jesus, through the holiness of Jesus, through the righteousness of Jesus, through the glory of Jesus, He sees you through Christ because your life is now included and hidden in Him. You died, and you are now hidden with Christ. Just as Jesus died, and just as He was hidden in the tomb for those 3 days, so we have died, and we are now hidden with Christ. It's a matter of changing our thinking to thinking that my life is in Jesus. Second, you died and are hidden in Christ. Second, you were raised with Christ. If we died, verse 1, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Just as Jesus died and was raised, so we died to our old life, hidden in Christ, and we are raised with Christ to a new life. Paul says in Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? New creature, new creation. The old has what? Has passed, has gone, and the new has come. Now, any of you overnight just completely turn into a new person? You see changes? Yes? But anyone just say, boy, I was like that yesterday, and I'm a totally new person today. Listen, God's word says that the old is gone and the new has come. Either God's word isn't true or there's a bigger reality going on. And the bigger reality is this, that the old life gone and the new life come is speaking of the spiritual reality of being hidden with Christ in God. That just as we died with Christ and we're hidden with Him, so we have been raised to a new spiritual life in Christ. This is our new identity. The old life, based upon our circumstances, based upon all the things that we said, this is who I am, that is gone. And our new life is now, my identity is Jesus. And praise the Lord, that identity will never change. All those other identities come and go and change just as the wind blows, just as the grass of the field and the flowers of the field grow and die and are blown away. Those are changing all the time. But our identity in Jesus never will change. When all else changes, our identity in Christ never will. You died, and your life is now hidden in Christ with God. And now you have been raised to a new life defined by Jesus, a new identity that will never change. Verse 4 tells us, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Is that good news? When Christ, who is your life, appears, when Jesus returns, just as He promised to return personally and visibly to take us to be with Him, when He appears, we will also be changed and will finally, completely be like Him. There is a day that just as how Jesus has been glorified, He is the first fruits of the resurrection. There is a day that is coming that we will be like him. We will not be God as Jesus is God. But as Jesus was raised and glorified in his earthly body, so we will be raised and glorified in our earthly bodies. There is a day coming when the position that you and I have been given in Christ will become a total physical reality. How about that? There is a day coming when the position that you and I have been given spiritually in Christ will become an absolute, total, perfect reality. When Jesus comes, we will be like him. You died and are hidden in Christ. Because he was raised, we also are raised to a new life with him. And one day we will be glorified and resurrected just completely as he was. What a glorious picture that is. What a glorious, glorious hope we have. So what do we do? What do we do? Because one thing that I believe we often think about, and the message that can often be conveyed is this. You come to Jesus and just look forward, and one day everything is going to be right. As if we come to salvation just to kind of sit back, bide our time, and just wait. Wait until we die or Jesus comes first. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like you just come to Christ and if I'm going to be like this, in this identity where I'm not going to actually be shifting and changing with circumstances, that it's just this future thing that one day will come. If you feel like that, the reality is we don't have to wait for it to come. The completion of it will come one day, but it can be experienced in increasing measure today, and more tomorrow, and more the next day, and more in 3 years from now, and however many days it can have increasing measure. So how? Verse 2 gives us the key. Verse 2 says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Our identity in Christ is a heavenly identity. So wouldn't it make sense that if we are going to live in this new life, in this identity that doesn't change, that we have to start thinking in a heavenly way? See, focusing on earthly things means this. If you are a parent and you have built your life around raising your kids, if you have built your life around I am the parent of, and then they go off and they go to their next season of life, what are you left with? Looking around going, what do I do now? If you are focused on earthly things, the role of a parent, when that role ends, you are left with, what do I do now? If you focus on your physical health and all of this time, it's how strong you are and how much work you're able to accomplish and how healthy you are, and all of a sudden that health is taken away, where is your identity at? If your identity has been focused on the earthly thing of your job, and this is what I do, my job defines who I am, and retirement comes, or you lose your job, what is left for you? When you focus on earthly things and not heavenly things, who you are in Jesus, when the earthly thing changes and change comes, you are left wondering, what do I do now? And so our task, brothers and sisters, in the increasing understanding of who we are in Jesus, is to fill our minds and reacclimate our thinking, not to an earthly way of thinking, but to a heavenly way of thinking of who Jesus, who God says we are in Jesus Christ. That does not change the roles and the things that we do on earth. It doesn't mean that we just sit around thinking about heavenly things all day and neglect our responsibilities on earth. It just means that it will change the way we approach our earthly responsibilities, our earthly roles, because we live out of our new heavenly in Christ identity rather than our earthly identity. Does that make sense? Because who we are in Christ will never, ever change. In the weeks to come, we're going to talk about what it means to be in Christ and the realities that come to us that stabilize us in an ever-changing world because we are in Christ. But this morning, to remember, it's not the container that gives what is contained its identity. It's what is inside the container that gives the container its identity. Brothers and sisters, our lives look radically different one from another. But the one thing that is the same for each and every one of us is what is inside. And that is Christ in you. A number of years ago when hurricanes came into the Gulf Coast and the oil rigs that were there were being battered, there was a special news report done on how those who were on those oil rigs in the midst of disasters, in this case hurricanes, were able to get away in safety. And what they detailed was a lifeboat. And these boats would be on the top of these rigs, and each of the workers would get in. There were enough boats for the number of workers that were allowed on the rig, and they would get in, and they would strap in, harness in, and when everybody was strapped in, they would initiate a protocol, and that would be dropped nearly 100 feet from the top of that rig all the way down into the water. Now, because of the way the harnessing and the way the rig was or the way this boat was constructed, they could hit the water, have a bit of a jar, but be okay. And then, in the midst of the danger, in the midst of the storm that was all around them, this lifeboat was safe and secure, and they would wait till the storm was over, and there was rescuers that would come to get them out of that lifeboat and onto safety. The storm never stopped. But being in that vessel made them safe. It is the same for you and for me. The storms of change around us will never stop. Jesus never promised that the storms of difficulty would not come. But he said, "In me, in the midst of the storms, you will be secure. You may get banged up a little bit. You may get knocked around a little bit. You may get seasick from all the change that's spinning around. But you will be secure. Because you are in me. Your life is hidden in me." Brothers and sisters, let's set our minds not on the earthly things around us, but let us set our minds on what never changes, Christ in you. Christ in you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the reality that Jesus, our cornerstone, is our safety, is our security, is our protection, is the one who never changes, is solid ground to build our lives upon. And I thank you, Father, that in times of change, that Christ in us gives us stability. Father, may you lift our eyes to heaven. May we not define ourselves by the circumstances of our lives around us, but may we define ourselves by who is in us and who we are in, Jesus. in Christ. May those two words forever anchor us. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.